Others tried to treat these as normal times, though contrasts were easy to spot. California's Santa Monica Pier was closed, its amusement park quiet and still, but surfers continued riding waves below it. On Wednesday afternoon in Los Angeles's Fairfax District, groups of runners dripped sweat on the near-empty streets, zooming past day laborers. At the market a mile away, both the middle-aged and millennials sipped to-go coffees and munched plates of roasted organic carrots and beets at clusters of outdoor tables. At nearby Pan Pacific Park, basketball players filled a court and CrossFitters heaved kettlebells on the grass. Among the unexpected places to see a virus-induced surge in visitors were some national parks. Big Bend National Park in Texas had lines of cars a week ago and was packed earlier this week, even as isolation orders rolled across the country. Most national parks waived entrance fees but closed visitor centers. Yosemite National Park was among those to shut down lodging and on Friday afternoon closed entirely. Any type of middle-of-nowhere congregation created a new kind of worry. Rural areas with limited medical facilities being overrun with tourists just as the pandemic strikes in full. That concern shut down Colorado ski resorts. Islands in Maine and North Carolina barred visitors. In Moab, Utah, an area known for rock climbing and mountain biking near Arches National Park, health officials shut down hotels to everyone but local residents or those traveling for work after executives from the 17-bed Moab Regional Hospital implored the state to help. That was the concern in Bishop. The Bishop Area Climbers Coalition ultimately asked climbing friends to not travel to Bishop at this time. By Friday, after shops had closed and Governor Gavin Newsom of California gave a shelter-in-place order, the town was relatively quiet once again.